It's been hard in recent weeks to avoid news stories about the Krablunik dog sledding operation in Snowmass. The owner there has been charged with animal cruelty and is due in court next month. The media coverage has gone beyond these charges to include an interfamily dispute, the relationship between the company and Snowmass Village and its mayor. And the story has had its share of tangled relationships and friendships involving members of the media. Aspen Times editor Rick Carroll, in an editorial this week, called it a media orgy. Carroll told us he's getting exasperated with the story.
That'd be correct. I mean, we've covered it because it is an important news story. I mean, first off, animal cruelty or allegations as such, that does need to be exposed by the press, especially when it involves a commercial operation. And also, there's that other element of the town of Snowmass's perceived relationship with Krablunik and the mayor's perceived protecting Krablunik's owner, Dan McEachin. And that's why this story has news value. I think part of it is this has been going on for a very long time. I remember when I was at the Aspen Daily News, we had a reporter, Thomas Watkins, who exposed Krablunik for shooting and killing these dogs and throwing them in a pit, which, for better or worse, is legal. But this community is a very animal-loving community. I think that you walk into a bank or a government meeting or even these newspaper offices, you're probably going to see a dog wandering around. People love dogs here. When they know that they're getting hurt, they treat them like they're one of their own.
Now, underneath that, though, and I think this is what you were getting at in your column, in terms of the media, there might be some other reasons why so much ink has been put onto this story.
I do think that it's been very incestuous, the people involved, the relationships around it. And it started, as I noted in our column, we had Lee Vogel as a part-time photographer for us, who also is the figurehead for Voices of Krablunik, which has been trying to expose this alleged activity out there. And you see the Daily News, one of their columnists, Doug Allen, has written several columns about this. He's very passionate and vehement about what's happening there, and that's clearly his right. But these things just snowball.
You mentioned in your column that a lot of this is small town stuff. I mean, we all know each other, and we run into each other and bump into each other in many odd ways in a small town. But you're saying it maybe goes a little bit beyond that in this case.
Yes, I think it does. I think that we're in a competitive news environment as well. And I think that one thing you see a lot with the papers is that each one tries to get the next juicy tidbit so they can get a one-up on their competition. That's just the way the business is. We have to give people a reason to pick up our papers or go to our websites. And so when you see a story like this with the phone calls, the letters, the columns, the media, I think, feels a responsibility to keep feeding the beast with this information. But I do wonder, I mean, I've talked to friends of mine about Krablunik who don't have a dog in this fight, no pun intended, and I think they're very fried on the coverage. As am I.
Well, let me ask you this. You did take some of your fellow journalists to task in your column. What were you trying to get across?
Well, I actually, Roger, I disagree. I don't know if I took him to task, but I was making an observation. And I took myself to task because when we brought Lee on and we did our best to keep her role here separated from her role in Krablunik, but it just got too close for comfort. Doug Allen can write whatever he wants. That's his constitutional right, and it's the Daily News' decision whether they want to print it or not. That's their call. That's not my place to say whether that's right or wrong. Rob Hindenburg, who I like, I worked with him at the Daily News many years ago. He manages the Kennels restaurant. I'm not sure what role he has in any of this. I was just noting that he is there, and if we had a reporter who was organizing a campaign for a political figure or holding signs out supporting their candidacy, that would not be accepted. You can't do that. I think the public understands that. We have to keep these things separate.
As journalists, there's that news sense. This is a story. I'm going to follow it. It's important. And then there's the readers and the listeners. Mm-hmm. Do you hear from your readers? Do you get a sense that this is as big a story as it has become in the media here?
I haven't heard anybody call or email me saying, I'm so sick of this story. I have, in conversations with friends who also read the paper, I have asked them, do you guys care about this? And they usually say, I'm just tired of it. I'll just wait till the end comes out, because I think a lot of this is inside baseball to a degree, but that's how people affect change sometimes too. They keep grinding away and grinding away until they get what they want, or the justice they want. I mean, that's that's part of America's history. And as annoying as some people might be, or as persistent as they are, if they believe in their cause, then they're not going to stop because the media is getting tired of it, or the readers are.
All right, Rick, thank you very much for taking the time.
Sure. Thank you.